Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion. Former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she's the first chair of the Woodwind Group. The Queen of Improv. The First Lady of Atlanta Baseball. A French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack, is in the house. And over there, driving his brand new Kia, waving creepily and celebrating his Iggy's win last night, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And how about them Hawks, baby? I made the executive assistant program director decision today that we're going to do 3 solid hours of Atlanta Hawks basketball today because there is nothing else to talk about. And we're going to mix in some Georgia Bulldogs, too. How about that?
I'm so down.
And Tech.
Go Dogs.
Because there's nothing else that happened this weekend.
Nothing else.
Nope. No 5-game losing streak to talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
No. The Hawks have won, 5 games, right?
Yeah, you're right.
8-2 since
you're right.
Trey's gone down, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down 22 in the fourth quarter last night. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never been more on board with your planning of the show than I am with you saying that.
You know, Mike, we have to laugh to keep from crying.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it.
I had to texted with my neighbor who's a big Falcons fan, and he's texting about the game. Is it the Falcons game? Whatever happened. And I said, dude, I need a margarita. So Cancun's was last night, right after. I mean, literally got home. Packed the kid up, the wife, so we're going to Cancun. So I just couldn't sit on the couch and I couldn't. I just can't. Hey, people are just making the problem for me is it's so bad that people are making up stuff and other people they believe it because they want to, right? Like I saw a guy last night say that that Penix told Raheem he was good and Raheem said, no, we're pulling you. Imagine thinking that you're going to sit a guy who's 13 of 16 having one of his best games of his young career as far as efficiency and how he was playing, and you're going to be, no, we're going to put Cousins in. This is the idiocracy at times.
Yeah.
Just because that's what you want. And look, it's the Falcons' fault because they have allowed you to have these thoughts because you're upset and you're frustrated.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. The regular fan is now buying into the I don't want to say the fake news, but like the bloggers who think they know what's going on and they know it all and want to throat cast these aspersions. But you've done that because you haven't gotten the job done. You've made bad decisions. You haven't made plays. And now you've allowed that to be the thought. And it's hard to argue with their feelings.
Well, yeah, emotions are exceptionally high. So, yes, people are. I will tell you, like, I was on Twitter last night. I wanted to get some responses from Falcons fans, and I have a bunch of them to read off today. However, once I did that, I was like, I'm shutting this down, and I'm going for a run. I'm going to get some mental health going because it can get extremely toxic, as you know, Bo,
on Twitter.
No. Yeah. So,
I mean, I found myself trying to go to sleep last night arguing about how fairly or unfairly a third-string quarterback in freaking Cleveland's being treated. Like, that's literally – and then I realized that I have a problem, and I put my phone down.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out on Friday. The Hawks did beat the Suns last night for their fifth consecutive win. They overcame a 22-point deficit to make the final score 124-122. They'll play the Detroit Pistons tomorrow. Got a few college scores for you. Texas A&M overcame a terrible first half to beat South Carolina 31-30. Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21. Sorry, Mike. Georgia dominated Texas 35-10. And Georgia Tech overcame a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit to beat Boston College 36-34. And last night, the Eagles beat the Detroit Lions at home on Sunday Night Football 16-9. So to get into the Falcons conversation, yes, the Falcons fell to the Carolina Panthers in overtime, 30-27. It is 5 losses.
3-2-1. 1-2-3.
Yes, that is Carl Winslow, Family Matters. That is the mantra of today, 3-2-1, 1-2-3. What the heck is bothering me? That is what you say to calm down. It is 5 losses in a row. Chances of making the playoffs now drops to less than 1%. Michael Penix, though, completed 91.7% of his passes in the first half. So what went wrong?
Let's just start from the top. Grant and I actually tossed this around on the postgame show last night. What was the point that everything flipped? I think it was Natron Brooks' fumble. Now, he gives up the long touchdown to Xavier Leggett, and then he comes back out and he fumbles the ensuing kickoff return. And at that point, I was like, this ain't good. Dave Canales was not good yesterday, the head coach. He made several bad decisions that I thought for sure would haunt the Carolina Panthers. Going for two at the beginning of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Instead of kicking the field goal, you go for it on fourth down. He felt the game slipping away from him. And yet we put it right back in their hands with the fumble. And I thought that's where everything kind of flipped. And I wish I had a good reason to give you guys. And we always try to diagnose and talk a little bit deeper and talk X's and O's. I wish I had a good reason for you guys why Bryce Young threw for 450 some odd yards yesterday. I don't have one. I really don't. Bo and I, talked extensively in the pregame about what the plan would be with some of the injuries. And that's the only thing I can, kind of lend that to. It's just maddening.
Yeah. Natron Brooks didn't have a good day yesterday. Let's go ahead and put that out there. Mm-hmm. The sequence where he gives up the big touchdown pass and then he fumbles the ensuing kickoff, I had a flashback of Minnesota last year where you give up a big touchdown and then Ray Ray fumbles the ensuing kickoff. That was ball game. A little bit different, but it was very similar to me. The depth in the secondary was hit hard, and I'm a little baffled why Keith Taylor was not in the game at all. In fact, Kobe Bryant came in immediately after that fumble, and Kobe Bryant, who is a guy that it was on the practice squad undrafted and missed a lot of training camp, and he's gotten a little bit of he's progressed clearly. Bryce Young didn't do anything special yesterday other than the fact that he took whatever you gave them and you played it seemed more of a passive defense than we've seen all year as far as playing off coverage, a lot of off coverage. I know people were kept saying, well, how does Caden Ellis get on their best receiver? Well, it was zone coverage on that touchdown at the end of the game. That was zone coverage. That's what happened. And, when Young left, he kind of skated over. But your possessions in the second half, you fumble the Natron Brooks kickoff, right? He fumbles that. And then you go 6 plays, 22 yards. It looks like you're driving second and one. Penix just ran for 9 yards. Chris Lindstrom gets called for a holding penalty. Drive killer. right there. Then Penix gets hurt. The next drive, another, and you had two run, four pass in that selection. The next drive, six plays, 19 yards. You did get a first down, four run, two pass. Basically, you just got off. You just got off track after the first down, and then you had the six play, 13 yard drive. Again, one of these. I think this one was aided by a penalty in there. And again, you third and short, Bijan, instead of hitting the hole, tries to dance. But let's give Bijan some credit too. Bijan made people miss all day long in the backfield. So, you know, those were your four possessions. I'm counting the fumble to start the second half.
Yeah.
And then the next time you touched the ball, you got the ball on your own side of the field, and you ran four plays or three plays, kicked the field goal, and you made them use two of their timeouts.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think Bijan danced in the backfield a little bit, and it's hard to draw the line with which dancing is bad and which dancing is good. I thought there were times yesterday where I thought he was dancing a little too much. A couple toss plays, making a couple early cuts in the backfield. You know, one of the things that Tyler Allgeier does that's so different than Bijan is he gets the ball running full speed. He hits one foot in the ground. He gets north and south. And I think he's almost, I don't want to say Tyler Allgeier is better at wide zone than Bijan, but I think he understands the concept a little bit better, and Bijan gets flushed out a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, it just got away from you. The game flow is something, and of course we're going to talk about Michael Penix's injury and everything else, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the game when you're in overtime and you have a completion and you're like, oh, Kirk Cousins to Kadarius Hodge was incomplete, and you're like, boy, I didn't see us quite getting here today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that was kind of a little bit hard to stomach. You know, but you played so well in the first half. I felt like you were almost in cruise control at the end of the first half. It's like, well, you know, everything's operating at such a high level. This ought to continue. Maybe a hiccup here, you know, in there in the second half, but no way this game gets away from you. And before you know it, the game got away from you. And the numbers are just absolutely lopsided. Grant crushed a number last night. He added up and averaged the time of possession battle from the last five games during the losing streak. We're down over 50 minutes of time of possession in the last five games.
Oh, wow.
Averaging a 10-minute discrepancy in time of possession in the losing streak. Play one more like that, all of a sudden you're an hour down in possession if you play one more game along those lines.
Their opening drive, I think, went for like 7 or 8 minutes. Untimely turnovers. Untimely three and outs, it's killed you. You know, we talked. It was a theme in post game. I thought Bijan Robinson had one of the best post game interviews I've ever heard, and I've been in that locker room a long time, and the detail and in depthness of what he said. I hopefully we got a couple of cuts from it because he had one answer about player accountability. You're not making plays. It's as simple. I don't want to like sound simplistic, but you're just not making plays, Mike. There other teams are going and taking plays from you. You're not. You're absolutely just not making plays when you need to. You have two overtime losses in 2 weeks. Six offensive plays in overtime in two games. It's pathetic.
Well, coming up, yes, we want to play some of that Bijan audio along with the Raheem audio that's been circulating as well. Look, we've barely scratched the surface on this. Falcons fans are upset, rightfully so. If you want to air it out, 404-726-0929, we are taking your calls. You can commiserate with us. Let's talk about what happened yesterday at the Benz. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Together at the left, Sills and Mooney to the right. They're going to hand it to Bijan again, and he's going to fall into the end zone. Leans in. Second rushing score of the day for Robinson. Atlanta's got the lead with 7:52 to go. First half.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Yes, we are talking about the Falcons' loss today. They fell to the Panthers in overtime, 30-27. That is five losses in a row. We do have full phone lines right now, so we'll get to your calls in a moment, 404-726-0929. But Raheem Morris clearly upset after the game yesterday. Let's hear the audio that's been circulating.
Not good. You know, we've lost a bunch of games in a row in tight moments, and you got to find a way to win those games, man. Like, it definitely is on me. There's no such thing as a losing team. There's only a losing leader, and I'm the leader, and we lost.
Wow. I mean, that's heavy. That hits heavy. There's no doubt about it. And it's there's a lot of truth in that. Mm-hmm. And the same can, you know, look, I think we can all kind of separate this to the fact that I like Raheem. And at the same time, say that he's not the right guy for this job. I think that's fair. And I think that when you look at these situations and you listen to that, you're never going to like what a head coach has to say after a five-game losing streak. Nobody's going to like it. You can sit there. We're gonna play cuts and we're going to nitpick everything he says. But the bottom line is, if you don't win, it's not going to be good. There is no accountability. You give reasons. You could go all the way into the X's and O's and coaching points and everything else, and it's not going to matter. We're not going to like what Raheem has to say. And so I agree with what he just said right there. There's this locker room next year or wherever. Yeah, you're not going to be talking about a losing locker room. You're going to be talking about a different locker room. You know, whether you know, whoever the head coach is, that's it's true what he says, man. I hate it because I like Raheem the dude, but at the same time I'm listening to it going, I'm tired of playing cuts of Raheem talking about, hey, we got to get it back on track. Yeah, it's not happening.
You got to win. I mean, there's you got to win. It reminds me a little bit of the end of the Nate McMillan era with the Hawks, where you'd play a cut, and Dylan, I know, knows what I'm talking about. You'd play a cut, and Nate been like, they're like, Coach, why'd you guys give up 150 points tonight? He's like, well, we didn't come out and set the tone. We got to play better defense. And he like had a couple of code words. And I thought that Raheem's interview with Arch, and that was obviously the post game press conference that we just played, but Raheem's interview with Arch was probably forthcoming as I've heard from him.
I agree.
It
was reflective.
At the very end, you got a little bit where, you know, a little bit of, you know, we got to figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah, he did.
And I think it's a really solid point that you bring up with I would love to hear a fan tell me what realistically would make them feel better after a loss and after a 5-game losing streak from their hearing something from their head coach, because I it doesn't matter what rate you have to do those. You want to hear from people. You want to hear what they say. But at the end of the day, what are you really getting from it? I mean, your mind is made up as soon as they lose. I get flooded with tweets and texts, and none of them are going. I would say 3/4 of them are not going and listening to the post game audio because it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I mean like right after. I know they hear it when we play it, right? But they're not going and watching. They're not like, let me pull up my laptop because they you might catch it on the way home. I don't mean that, but I'm just saying you're not going up and going and watching a full press conference. You're just going to hear clips the day after. You're mad.
And that's really my takeaway from yesterday is I spent so much time the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about, hey, you've played a couple of one seeds in a row. You went to overtime with the Colts. You should have gone to overtime with the Patriots. Like, if you wanted him fired after last week against the Colts, you probably wanted him fired 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, this whole reaction last week. I also was of the opinion last week with Raheem's job status that, hey, you know what? Like, he got the hire right with Jeff Ulbrich. I would like to see him get an opportunity to make the right offensive hire. Well, with the struggles of special teams the last couple of weeks, and you look at Marquise Williams, I'm like, he might have to go too. Like, Jamal Agnew muffs a punt. That starts to drive at the 5-yard line. Natron Brooks has a fumble on a kickoff return. You flip that around, and everything I thought was great about Jeff Ulbrich, when you look at the system they employed yesterday, yes, our sacks are through the roof. You allowed Bryce Young to set a franchise record for passing yards for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. You are now 0-4 in games you've been favored in this year. When we started the year, did we not say win the games you're supposed to win and you'll be just fine this season? You haven't won those games, and you haven't won some of the other games that you should have won. So it's just maddening. I mean, there's no other way to go about it other than this has been as bad as I possibly could have imagined. This season is gone. That's what track we're on right now.
Isn't it crazy that you were the best pass defense in the league and it wasn't even close? I think you were giving up 162 a game.
Yep.
Not even close. You just got touched up for 300 yards the week before on the run game. You completely shut down their run game.
Yeah.
In fact, they were one-dimensional yesterday. They could not run the football. And that was the emphasis.
Ronnie Harrison said that to you and Arch in the postgame interview. He goes, yeah, we did a great job making them one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for us. But, yeah, we they didn't run the ball. Frustrating.
Well, we're going to go out to the phone lines. We do have full phones. Let's pull in Jay from Covington. Jay, how are you feeling this morning?
I feel good because I'm alive and breathing.
There you go.
When it comes to the Falcons, you know, you really – I mean, I've been having season tickets since the Dome days, since the old logo, and it's hard to watch, man. I sit in the stands with my son and my friends, and they don't even wear Falcon gear no more. They just go to the game. When it comes to Raheem, like you said, I like Raheem the person, but Raheem the coach, he's just not working. We could talk about Zach. We could talk about Ober. We could talk about Williams. We need a culture change, like, seriously. We've been asking for a culture change every season with different coaches for the last 8 years. I don't – offensively, it's like in the first half, we just hold – we just hold team. In the second half, we do nothing. Defensively, we knew we wasn't good at stopping the run. And then when we stopped the run, we can't stop the pass. It's like the team is like – we're consistently inconsistent. And that's an issue – as fans, it's like we watch this every Sunday and we root for them because that's our team, but it's just not working.
Yeah,
it's
well, like, I look, man, I completely agree.
Well, and here's the question. I got a text from a buddy. It was like, you know, the whole fire everybody, and I responded probably as honestly and in kind of vulnerable as I can be, and I just responded, yeah, but we do it every 2 to 3 years. Every 2 to 3 years now, we're firing a coach, and what's changing? Like, that's the funny part is you lose. We've lost games since the same way since you were playing here.
Yeah, I know.
And
100%.
None of that's changed. You know what happens? I'm not sitting here advocating for or against. I'm playing a neutral conversation real quick. But the only thing that changes if you fire the staff is the staff, because the players, for the most part, the core is going to be the same. The core is going to be the same. So you're not going to have you're not suddenly going to come in and start running power offense, right? Which doesn't right. I don't even know if it exists anymore to the school, but you're suddenly not going to be playing the same offensive scheme that the Rams play, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Where they run a little more power.
Right.
You're still going to be running a wide zone type scheme because that's what your offensive line is built to do.
I agree with that. And I know we're going to get to another phone call, but here's what I will say. The next evolution of this team, it's going to take a while. And it could, because of the points you just made. You're built to do one thing. And the play callers you've had in here, the last couple of play callers you've had, have not been able to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And now it's a Frankenstein. Like, this whole offense and this whole defense, they're Frankenstein pieces. And now you've got to have a vision from the top down, whether that be Terry or somebody else that comes in and says, here's what we're going to build. I don't care who the coach is. This is what the image of this team will be moving forward, and we're going to build it like that. And the problem is that you're still – a couple of years away from being able to actually get the entire roster back on the same page. And that's what makes this even more maddening.
That's, I know you're going to get a call. That is the one reason why when people are so quick to fire people, I'm hesitant, because it that 8 years that we're approaching, yep, now, it looks like 10, and the NFL shouldn't be that way. It's a league that has proven you can flip the script quickly.
Well, we're going to get to some phone calls on the other side, so hang on if you can, 404-726-0929. This conversation is going to continue all morning long, and Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, Kirby Smart pulled off something sneaky, and we've got my Mac drop. I'm going to show off my psychic abilities. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yep.
So here they go. Warner in the backfield. Algier in the barrel with Penix.
Yeah, you got to get a taste of the bowling ball right here.
Here's Penix. Hands to Algier. Right side. Touchdown, Atlanta. They got more than a taste there, Arch. Tyler Algier's got his 7th rushing score of the year. And Atlanta has put 3 touchdowns on the board in their last 3 offensive possessions.
Started so well. 641 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is fielding your calls on this Falcons loss to the Panthers, 30-27. Our number is 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Randy in McDonough. Randy, what's going on this morning?
Randy, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, man. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? This is what I have to ask for us or to say to us. All right, at the beginning of the season, right, we were tated to win 8-9 games, right? Now the roster seems like it's nowhere near like where we wanted to be. We have we can tell we can't stop the run. We need another wide receiver. It's so much stuff on the line on the roster that needs to be fixed. And it's like, man, what were we doing in the offseason? Or what were we doing when we needed to build up different areas on our team?
I think that's such a good point. And make sure you're buckling your seatbelt.
Right. I was worried about your safety there.
I think it's a great point. But Bo, you and I sat here for the draft show. We lost Eddie Goldman, lost Grady Jarrett. We've talked about this a number of times. And we wondered how they were going to stop the run. They weren't very good at stopping the run last year. We were like, hey, what players are they going to have to stop the run? Now, once we got into it, it's like, hey, look, feel good about where Rook is at. Feel good about where Dorless is at. We're going to be able to rush the passer. But we wondered how they would kind of implement bodies. Play Zach Harris in interior more. And then we go through the draft, and they never address the defensive line. You just were like, hey, we're moving forward with the guys we have in the room. And then all of a sudden, you get into the season, it's like, oh, we need to go find somebody. They signed Sam Roberts from Carolina's practice squad. Sam Roberts gets hurt. You sign another player, I can't remember his name, Elijah, whatever it was, they signed on Saturday.
Garcia. Off
New York Giants practice squad. And you're like, why is this happening now? Why are we getting into this point where we're not good at this or not good at that, and we're trying to address it in different ways? There does seem to be holes in the roster that we're not addressing in the offseason. There's no doubt about that.
When you go back and you look at the beginning of the season, you were better against a run to start the year when you had Devon Diablo. Because part of the way it almost felt, and you can talk about this way better than I can, and maybe Arch can as well, but it almost felt like they ran a run blitzing scheme with Devon Diablo, where he seemed to be crashing down and helping stop the run. Now, Buffalo got a little bit of traction late, in the second half a little bit, and then San Francisco, the game that Diablo gets hurt on, that's when this format was seemingly printed, right, about how to run on the Falcons. And since then, it's been you've been bleeding. And yesterday was the first time you stopped the bleeding. I thought Laquelle London and Kentavious Street played pretty well. To be real with you, I never understood why Kentavious Street didn't make the roster to begin with. I understand it's a numbers game, But I thought he bulked up a little. Not bulked up. He gained weight, whatever you want to say. Not like he, you know, was gained muscle, but he gained weight. And he became a little bit more of a run stuffer at times.
If I'm, I'll just stop there. That's why. When we were looking at him in preseason, I was like, man, he looks like he's added 15 pounds to his frame. I don't know that it was a good 15. And I think that when you watched him play, it was a little bit more lethargic in preseason than we were used to him playing the last couple of years. And I think that's why he wasn't part of that. And I think that's why they went and got Sam Roberts.
But to Randy's point, with or without his seatbelt on, you're not losing games because of the fact that you're just talentless. You're losing games because you, for some reason, have zero detail. Like, Ryan Neusel being downfield on a screen, on a three-count screen.
He wasn't the only one either. That's
what's
crazy.
No, he wasn't. But it's unacceptable in week 12.
You know what's crazy? I sat here last week and I begged you, didn't I not? I was like, man, we need more three-count screens.
And it
was like it didn't get communicated to the line. Hey, we're going to do this one as a three-count screen.
And if I ever have to, I'm going to go ahead and put this out, and you're going to get mad at me because you get mad at me when I do things like this. But if anyone calls this radio show again and wants to talk to me about Kyle Pitts' potential, they're immediately getting hung up on.
Potential gets you fired.
I will immediately hang up on you. I don't want to hear about mismatches. I don't want to be hired as potential. I've watched 2 weeks in a row him drop passes in crucial moments, and I'm sick of it. I've watched him get his ass kicked in blocking like Nick Scorton threw him around like a rag doll yesterday. I'm over it. I'm done. I like him. I loved him in college, but I don't want to hear any more about his potential because 5 years in, if we're talking about potential, you're a lost player.
His potential has been a hindrance to this offense, in my opinion. His potential, because you keep saying, man, if we could just unlock his potential, let's design a play for him. Let's force the ball to him.
That was an Arthur Smith draft pick, and you see where it got us. And you see where it got Arthur.
Yeah.
You guys want to move on to a bright spot from over the weekend?
Oh, man, let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's time to talk college football on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But, of course, you can keep your tweets coming in about the Falcons. We are going to continue the conversation throughout the entire show at 9:29 Morning Shift. All right, UGA dominated Texas 35-10, and Kirby Smart pulled off an onside kick. Let's hear from him talking about this.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking when that happens because you just gave up a touchdown and the defense is over there drinking water and they all of a sudden got to go back out. So I don't know what the continuous time was they were on the field, but our offense is like a big, strong anaconda just squeezing you. And you get squeezed and you finally catch a little air and then they're back trying to suffocate you. So it was a big momentum play and it would have been, you know, every one of y'all would have thought I was an idiot if it didn't work. So that's okay too.
Well, apparently Steve Sarkisian kept saying last week, like, he knows Kirby's going to do something, and that was it.
No doubt. No doubt. When, you know, with big game situations like that, for sure, and credit to Kirby, this is just like Bo was just talking about with the Falcons. The attention to detail, being able to practice something like that, and as a head coach, seamlessly, you know, kind of putting that into the game plan and having it be pulled off by your players. And that's the difference between good coaching and bad coaching. I mean, it really is. The ability to do something like that and actually be flawlessly pulled off under the lights is awesome, man.
I'm sorry, I've lost complete focus with Kirby's analogy about an anaconda and restricting and not.
He
restricting.
Almost sounded like a Will Ferrell skit.
I mean,
there.
It's like an anaconda. You know, it sounded like something I would say, and then you guys would like might be giggling at me like I'm an idiot. But I sat there and watched that game. We had that Friendsgiving, and I watched it and with Georgia fans. And you want to talk about football games that never felt in doubt? I don't give a damn if they did an onside kick or not. I sat there and was like, it felt like watching an anaconda play with its food.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like. If we want to stay on the anaconda thing, you know, like I could stay there a little bit. Look. You know, remember in the movie when he wraps around John Voight and he just kind of hangs for a second before he bites him? That's kind of what Georgia did.
I don't know. I will say, though, and I am wrong about a lot of things we talk about on the show. I'm wrong about most things. But the feeling I had over both of these games, the primetime games, heading into Saturday, played out exactly the way I thought it was going to play out on Saturday. I was like, I'm not going to doubt Georgia against Texas, Kirby against Sark, Between the Hedges, nighttime. If I were to doubt them, I would be mad at myself come Monday. And then I said, I'm really nervous about Oklahoma coming into Bryant-Denny Stadium. And there you have it.
Well, you should have seen, if there was like footage of the McCauley household Saturday night, losing our minds when that onside kick happened.
Yeah.
Losing our minds. All
good
right.
For you.
Let's go to Georgia Tech. They overcame a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit to beat Boston College 36-34. If you watch this post-game interview with Brent Key, he's like stunned. Let's hear from him.
We won the game. We got a lot of work to continue to do, but we've got to win, and happy about that.
Love it, man.
Talk about the Falcons secondary being ravaged a little bit. That Georgia Tech is missing quite a few players in the back half of that defense, and it is very noticeable. I mean, that should not have been the game that played out in Chestnut Hill with a 1-9, I think, going in Boston College. But that's what happens, Mike. You know how it is. Some of these games, dude, just win. That's all that matters.
Just win, baby.
And Georgia Tech now has a matchup with Pitt, right?
Yes.
That essentially decides their ACC fate for playing for that ACC for the ACC championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it does. I'm actually – there's somebody – God bless this man. There's a guy on Twitter that has created a tiebreaker machine, and you can go in for the next couple of weeks and type in who wins which games and who plays in the championships in each league. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. I'll have to retweet it.
It's correct.
You got to send it to me so I can tweet it from the morning.
It's unbelievable. Like, I've been toying with it, and it's as bare bones as it can get, but I've been toying with it all morning.
Yeah. Has it been vetted?
I don't know. It seems correct.
I don't know.
It seems correct.
And I'm sorry to bring it up, Mike, but Oklahoma did beat Alabama 23-21.
It was bound to happen. The only frustrating thing is Bama still looks like they could be playing in Atlanta. I was like, oh, well, you know, they don't have to go to Atlanta. And then I was like, man, that's not true.
Is that what your little predictor told you?
No. No, that's what Cole Kublik told me on Twitter.
I have been pushing Ty Simpson all year, and
brutal.
He had a bad day.
Bad day.
And that is why you don't want Ryan Grubb as your offensive coordinator, because they cannot run the football. And
so
it is killing. It's killing their offense. Alabama was a power team, and now they look finesse.
They have a team that is hampered by inability to sustain blocks and running backs that don't hit the hole fast enough.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Now, it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift. The Mac Daddy.
So yesterday I was watching the NFL countdown, and Oz Perlman, who is a mentalist, shocked the LA Rams. He got Cam Curl to guess Sean McVay's ATM pin number. It was pretty crazy. Everyone's like flipping out because he figured it out. So I thought I would try to be a little bit of a mentalist myself today.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to need two of you to verify this information.
Okay.
I'm guessing on this date, 2 years ago. I feel it in my brain. 2 years ago, on this exact day, Bo Morgan walked in the studio and was saying, man, I don't know if I'm going to get a nap in. I don't know if I'm going to get to work out today. I got to go to Grant's blinking wedding. Who gets married at 4:30 on a Friday in Cedartown?
Yes, wow. I do remember this.
Receipts.
You are so good at this.
I knew it.
Man, you are so good at this.
Wait, what? Is
that
audio?
That is crazy how good you are at this, man.
Can I add to it?
Wow.
I was also upset because it was the Friday before the Brown Grass, the first annual. And not to mention that Saturday, I had the MGA party.
So you're confirming what she's saying. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something.
Allie Mack, the mentalist.
I complain. Well, it's easy with me because I complain about anything I have to do. Like, I just, like, I'm the ultimate.
That's a fair point.
I don't want to do this, yet 100% knowing I'm going to do it and have fun.
Allie, it was childless Bo Morgan talking about the nap time, too.
Right,
right. It was like, man, you know, that whole philosophy's changed in the Morgan household.
Well, yeah. I also do want to take a little bit of thank you. It is our 2-year anniversary, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
But I do want to take away some of the heat on Bo with this. We've had so much feedback from people that is like, I opened your invitation, I was mad because it's Cedar Town 4:30 on a Friday. Like, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
But then people showed up and they saw the waterfall.
And then
they're like, we get it.
There you go. We got married on a Friday too. We got married on a Friday in West Midtown. It probably started at 6. And I think that there was some kind of, there was something, somebody from Washington, D.C. was in town that day.
Ah.
So the interstate, a little bit wonky. Let's just put it that way.
A little bit of security
out there. A little bit of security detail out there in the streets. And so, yes, it was a little bit tough to get to.
The other thing I would say is Allie got married at the exact same place that a buddy of mine got married like 20 years before. I was in the wedding.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it was wild. Because we were driving and I looked at Amy and we were getting close. I said, man, I think I've been here before. It was pretty cool. But they have added stuff. The venue is way cooler now.
I do have to say, I was, you know, exchanging vows, but I did notice off in the distance. I was like, who's that blonde? Is she next to Bo? I've known Amy for a while, but she was absolutely gorgeous that day. Best dressed wedding guest.
I tried to tell her. I was like, dude, you got to like calm down. I mean, you can't go there and try to show up the bride. Come on.
Well, coming up, it is a Falcons Monday. We got to talk about it. You got to get your feelings out, too. So let's hear it. 404-726-0929. We will take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.